Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and we're here on Azure Friday talking about Azure Automation with Joe Levy, PM on the Automation team. In previous videos, we got some basic ideas of how this fits in and where Azure Automation fits into the larger scope of things, and then we saw Beth show me how to get into a Windows virtual machine. Mm-hmm. But I have Linux virtual machines. Not everyone runs Windows. Can I manage anything with Azure Automation?
Yeah, I mean, Linux hosts are very popular. Thing to do on Azure, and just like you can manage Windows virtual machines in Azure Automation, you can manage Linux virtual machines as well. The way we do that is through PowerShell modules. Just as you can extend PowerShell through PowerShell modules, you can extend Azure Automation through PowerShell modules because it's built on the same PowerShell engine as PowerShell. So what I'm going to show today...
Let me stop you because I don't run PowerShell on my Linux machines. Mm-hmm. How do you bridge that gap? Like, Azure is a Windows world, but you know, a huge number of Linux machines are on there.
Right.
Can I do the things that I want to do on a Linux machine, even though I'm using PowerShell on the outside?
Yep. I mean, so there are tons of PowerShell modules today, and there are tons of C# libraries in general today. Mm-hmm. And you can go and you can turn the C# libraries into PowerShell modules, and for PowerShell modules, you can just straight import them. So what I'm going to show today is a PowerShell module that basically interacts with the host over SSH from PowerShell.
Now we're talking.
So you can use a commandlet in PowerShell to go and do something over SSH.
And then from there, SSH in, and then run a bash script or run Linux commands or whatever I want to do.
Exactly, whatever you want to do.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So to start with, I'm just going to show you that we have this PowerShell module up here on Script Center that you can go and download, and this very beautiful man published it. I wonder who he is. And so basically what I would do is I would go and download this. I've actually downloaded it already, so I'm not going to do that. I will just...
Okay, so this is the Script Center that we're hearing about, where there's and lots of scripts that we can use.
All, all kinds work of PowerShell assets, yeah.
They all work in Azure Automation.
If it's a PowerShell module, we have a PowerShell environment running up in Azure, so you just import it and use it straight in our environment.
Some things in PowerShells are just text, and I'll download something and it's just a PS1 file, and that makes sense to me. Other ones are actual DLLs that have, you know, managed code that are a little bit more sophisticated than a typical thing.
Right.
Is this C# and managed code?
So this is actually a PowerShell module, so it's a .psm1 file that wraps an existing DLL, an existing C# library. And that's basically the ssh.net C# library. And the module I'll show later go and just wraps it and exposes one of its methods as a commandlet, basically, to go and use in Azure Automation.
Okay, cool.
So I would download this, and then once I download that, basically what you get is this zip. Mm-hmm. Within this zip is is a PowerShell module folder. You got our PSD1, our PSM1.
So that's the text file, and there's the binary. What's the difference between the M1 and the D1?
So the PSD1 is a module manifest. It's basically what says, what's the name of my module, what's the version, what DLLs does it reference. So if I actually open up this PSD1.
I see. It's a manifest that describes what exactly this thing is.
You can see it references that DLL, which is that ssh.net library. And that's basically all this file does for me, is basically say, use this DLL, load it up.
This is really significant because a lot of people have existing assets that they're running outside of Azure in their own data centers that aren't just, you know, clean PowerShell scripts. PowerShell sometimes isn't clean.
Right.
You got to get down and do something dirty. And even though Azure Automation doesn't run in the context of your Azure virtual machine, it runs outside in the managed host. The fact that I'm able to pull in a third-party DLL and do something opens up a whole series of possibilities.
Yeah, it's very easy to extend, and there's this whole PowerShell community and tons of PowerShell content that exists today, and you can just grab those resources and use them straight in Azure Automation, just like you would use them in PowerShell.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we got that PSD1 file, which has the DLL on that. Mm-hmm. So then the way you get this into our system, if I go over to our Azure portal, I go to Assets, and I actually import that module. So the way you do it is you zip up that module folder, and then you basically you hit open here and you hit import. I've already done that, so I'm just going to show it in our system.
Okay.
So if I go up here and I search SSH, you can see I have this module in here today. We have its version show up.
You
can see the commandlets that it exposes.
Reflected on it, basically, and figured out.
Right. We interrogate the module and see what's in there so that we can give design time feedback on what can you do, what are the parameters, things like that. So you can see I have this invoke SSH commandlet, which will go and actually do SSH things. Mm-hmm. And then now what I'm going to do is actually go and build a runbook. Well, before I do that, actually, one other thing I wanted to talk about is there's regular PowerShell modules that you can straight import,
right?
Or you can add one additional optional file, which gives you some extra power on what you can do with a PowerShell module in Azure Automation.
Okay.
What this extra file does is actually give you the ability to specify a connection type. So commands in this module, when you're connecting to SSH, it's, you know, I need a host to connect to, I need a username, a password, maybe a port. So basically specifying that schema. And if you go, the extra file to do that is this ssh-automation.json file. So it's the module name -automation.json. You can see it's a JSON file that specifies those
fields.
Just
to be clear, it's whatever the name of your module is. That's just the name of the module you imported.
The name of the zip, the name of that folder.
And then the convention that you added is -automation.json.
Right.
Okay, so this is a manifest that provides more information than a typical module would have.
Exactly. And these are very easy to go and add. You can just write a little JSON to add it. Of course, if you don't need a connection type or don't want to worry about it, you don't have to have this file to import a module. But you can see what it's doing is defining for me, okay, to use SSH commandlets in this module, instead of having to go and manually write all the fields, I'm going to go and say, I need a computer name, I maybe need a port. You can see port is optional.
Right.
I need a username and a password. Password is encrypted. So, and what that'll go and do is our system understands this file, so when I actually, I can go and create a connection. And because of that module, in connection types, I now have SSH. Sorry, because of that JSON file.
Ah.
So I can go in here, I can create one, and you can see those same fields that I set are the schema for a connection to the system appear here.
Okay, so that JSON file dictated and created effectively this UI for
us. Yes, created a nice form for me, and we have validation rules, like because password was encrypted, it's not showing that. Because computer name is required, it's making me enter that. But port isn't required, so it's not going to make me enter that.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have one that I've gone and created in here for a Linux host that I already have. So I have a connection to that Linux host defined.
Okay.
And you can see it has these fields in here, the username, the password, the host name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go and actually easily give this, pass this connection to my commandlet that's exposed in this SSH module and just go straight and connect into that system.
So if I had a kind of asset, a thing that my company made, maybe our own personal CMS or some back-end system or an AS400 or some magic thing that's mm-hmm. not typical, I could make that a connection type.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whatever is required to connect to that thing, it would
it
be custom to us.
Yeah, it becomes very easy. Instead of having to, in the runbook, say, okay, I need a computer name, username, and password, you know, where are those things,
right.
where are they stored in assets? You just create one grouped variable, essentially,
right.
called a connection that
right.
contains the computer name, contains the username, contains the password, contains whatever you need for connecting into the system that your module integrates into.
Right. It formalizes it.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
Makes it a little easier to use. So I have this list Linux command runbook, which is right now blank, that I'm just going to show you how easy it is to write these runbooks.
Okay.
So the first thing I'm going to do is, using our insert wizard, of course you can go and type regular PowerShell in here,
mm-hmm.
but I can also get discovery on everything in my system.
Oops.
So if I go to get connection,
mm-hmm.
you can see I have that Joe Mbutu 123 connection I was just showing you.
Right.
Keep right clicking. And it gives me the description. I can go and insert that, and it'll actually insert the PowerShell code for that. So what I'm going to do is assign this to a PowerShell variable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can actually insert the commandlet I want to use to actually connect into my SSH host.
Okay.
So to do that, I go insert activity. You can see my module is here. I select that commandlet. You can see I could actually click here and have the help open in a new window if I wanted.
Nice.
And so I can insert this. Because I'm using a connection object for a parameter set, I'm just going to pick use connection object.
The one you already have.
Right, so I could. There's two ways to use this commandlet. I could specify every parameter like this, computer
mm-hmm.
name, credential, port, and then script block, which is what I'm actually going to run. Or I can say use connection object, and in that case, I just pass the connection, and it contains all the information I need to connect because
right.
the module understands it.
Passing it in as a hash table.
Exactly. So now I can very easily, you can see it inserted the code for that. I just put con there because con's the name of my variable.
Right.
And then for my script block, I'm actually going to, because this is called list Linux commands, I'm actually going to go and on remote into over SSH using this commandlet, and then
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cd to the bin directory, and then I'm going to list out everything in the bin directory because anything in there is anything I can use anywhere on that SSH.
Right. And script block, to be clear, is not a PowerShell script anymore because we are invoking an SSH command, which really is invoking bash over SSH.
Exactly.
And that is a little bash script there.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't a PowerShell script block. It's a everything within those two brackets is going to run as bash
mm-hmm.
on the host that we've remoted into over SSH.
And then the result of that will be returned as a string?
Yes. And so I've gone and hit the test button. And one thing we haven't showed yet, which I'm showing now, is the ability to, we talked a little about publish versus draft,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm showing here is actually what working on a draft means. You can write your code, change your code, and actually go and hit test and run it in here.
Right.
You can see the status change, it changed from queued to starting. It might take a little while to start up, so I'm actually going to switch to what the module's doing, and then we'll come back and see what the result is.
Why does it take a moment to start up?
So behind the scenes, we're going, and because we have a environment for you where we kind of run things on your behalf, we're going and actually, because this is my first time running this, we're going and provisioning in a sandbox for this to run inside of. And right now, we have to compile the script, and our goal is to make it faster over time. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's basically this is an asynchronous execution engine because mm-hmm. it's meant for, you know, automation. Oh, it's actually running now already.
But now it's warm, and it wouldn't be so slow.
Now it's warm, and the next time you land on the same box, you can see it's done, actually. So if we go here, you can see all this huge list of all these different commands.
So I could go and call PS and get a list of running processes or whatever I want to do.
Whatever you want to do in there. You can use bash variables in there. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
So I could, you're kind of opening my mind up here. You were able to pull in an arbitrary third-party library there. This one, in this case, uses SSH. I could maybe use SFTP and have some existing bash script that I could upload as an asset and then FTP that over there and then automate.
Exactly. I mean, if there's an existing SFTP module, you can just import that straight in. If there isn't one, you can very easily using this build a module that has this PSD1 file that just references that mm-hmm. DLL. And then within the actual PSM1, which is the definition of the module, you would actually go and just, because that DLL is loaded because of the PSD1,
right.
you just do new object and then a class type that's within that DLL.
Oh, and there you are
go
making
and
it.
There I am creating the object, I'm connecting over SSH, and I'm passing in that script block.
How does this fit into some of the systems? Like, I know there's Chef and Putty and these other things that automate stuff. Is this just one more thing that I can use to automate things?
Yeah, so that's a discussion for another day, I'd say. There's tons of desired state configuration solutions out there. There's Azure Resource Manager, there's PowerShell desired state configuration, there's Chef, there's Puppet, there's Azure Automation, there's running things as regular PowerShell, and kind of seeing the lines between them. The desired state configuration solutions are great for deploy and configure, but they're not so good for some of these larger processes that span systems. If I want to go and collect logs every day and move them into Azure tables so I can easily query them later and then actually delete the logs from the VM so that I'm not using up disk space that doesn't
right.
need to be used, that's not something that's easy to model in a DSC type solution.
That makes sense as an automation job.
Right.
That's helpful. Yeah, I think I said Putty instead of Puppet. You're right.
Right, Puppet.
Yeah, but that makes total sense. So it's not an either or, here's a toolbox of things that we can use
right.
to potentially automate tedious things.
Exactly, and in future blogs, maybe in future showings on the show, we'll talk more about the integration between PowerShell DSC and Azure Automation and different tools like that.
Very cool. We're doing all sorts of great automation today using Azure Linux VMs on Azure Friday.